Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. I'd like to welcome everyone. It's another beautiful morning here in Colorado. And today we have some very special guests. We have Sharon and Shelley, Sharon Ray and Shelley Davis, who are some fantastic musicians, lifelong musicians, and also follow their music has led them down a spiritual path. So we're going to hear an interview with them and talk a little bit about, I'm going to talk this morning about the problems of life. Miss Patty is down today with a migraine headache, and yet she'll still carry on. And it's so often like this. We have life, and when we hit things, that life just doesn't always go the way we want it. Doesn't always, you know, we're not always happy and smiling and bouncing down joyfully down the path of life. It's just not the way it works. We have problems. We have adversity. We have physical challenges. So how do we get through those? How do we go through those times that aren't the best of times? How do we do that? And one of the things that we have learned, and a few people across the world have been so fortunate to learn and to share with us, is that we do have this divine spark within us, this inner spiritual energy. Now, this inner spiritual power and this guidance or God or whatever we want to call it doesn't prevent us from all accidents, does not prevent us from bad choices, does not prevent us from things just happening. We live in a physical body. We live in a physical world. And sometimes things just don't work out the way we want them. Sometimes things just happen. So how do we do that? What's a relationship between that spiritual part that we have within us and how we go through times when they hit like this? And I think so much about the Urantia book and what it tells us, in that this is where personality unification comes in. Personality unification, which it says is the reason for evolution. It is the reason, the primary purpose of cosmic evolution. Think of what this means. Everybody knows that we have physical, mental, and spiritual parts of us. Everybody, most people know that. A lot of people don't recognize the spiritual side, and that's all right. You know, not trying to engage our personal spirituality just means that we live a shallower life, a life with less depth, a life with less meaning. Doesn't mean that we can't survive. Of course, we can get through this life without ever being aware of anything spiritual. Of course, we can. In fact, that's what a lot of people do, and that's where a lot of the misery and mediocrity originate. But what happens to us who are aware of this spiritual path? How do we allow this to help us or engage this to help us when we're going through those hard times, those times of difficulty? And I submit that the concept of personality unification, integration, therein lies the answer. See, this tells me that my mind and my body, my physical body, everything about my physical environment is meant to be subordinate, less than, subjected to the other two areas of my life. My mind, that magic, marvelous, magnifying, machinating mind, is meant to be coordinate, a coordinating function between the spiritual part of me and the rest of me, the outside world. It coordinates, it does not direct. And then the spirit guide within, that spiritual guide within and the spiritual power that we have, that's meant to be superordinate or directive. And when I can align these three life arenas this way, my mind being directed by the spirit within and reacting with and to the physical environment, that is the best life I can experience on this planet that's here in time and space. That's the best life. That's the best I can do. And it's pretty awesome because this not only this gives me the values, the principles, the core things of life. It gives me access to a spiritual energy, a real power that I would not otherwise have. It gives me access to all that. So there I have a chance to have the best I can do. And what this does when I am afflicted with something, it gives me the right perception. It gives me the right attitude toward it. I may hurt, I may be in pain, but this is physical pain. And I know that I can minimize or put that back a lot with my mind and the spiritual part of me. I don't have to dwell on that pain, to think about that pain, to be consumed by that pain. I can work through that pain and live through that pain. And sometimes it's very difficult. But when I'm afflicted, I turn more to God. The deeper and more aggressive the affliction, the more I have to dig in and really assert and really connect with that divine spark within me. I've had times with broken bones and different things that, you know, I've had to really, really connect and use that spiritual power. And I know on a personal basis how powerful that inner spiritual force can be, even to direct my thinking in times of the most trying times of my life. That's how it works. We are meant to have personality integration. We are meant to function on this planet and this life with our mind being directed by the spiritual part of us, spiritual power. So I'd like to thank Cosmic Citizen again for giving us this opportunity. We're only going to have a half hour this morning with Patricia's little affliction she's got that's giving her a little trouble. And I have to go to my full-time job. I have to be there at a certain time this morning, which that takes away a little bit of my freedom, but that's all right. That's just what we do. And we're going to have a chance to listen to Patricia's interview with Sharon Ray and Shelley Davis and talk about their upcoming concert here with Unity Church. So let's listen to Miss Patty now.
Welcome to Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. And I'm very excited because I have Sharon and Shelley Davis, talented musicians. Actually, they are my friends, and they write, play music with a soul. And also, on top of that, they have a very stable relationship, and I am very, very excited to have them today. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Shelley. Hi, Sharon. Okay, I know that you are a couple, and you also look pretty much in love. Share with our audience, how did you meet?
Well, being musicians, we met at a jazz jam. I was playing with a group, and Sharon had come to the club to see the new keyboard player in town through a friend of ours who became like a mutual friend, a guitarist. So that's it.
And you fall in love with that beautiful woman with a beautiful voice, didn't you?
Well, yes. You know, I believe I was blessed and just the right person who came into my life. And Sharon?
What?
About how we met?
Hi. How did we meet? Is that the question?
Basically, he also told us how did you meet and how did he fell in love with you. But tell me, how difficult it has been to merge business and marriage?
You know, it actually has not been difficult. In fact, I can't see how it really would have been successful if there hadn't been this common love for music. We both came from a place of music growing up. We had a deep love for that. And when we got together, it was just a natural thing for us. And we could communicate. We could really relate with each other. And because we did not have a lot of ego problems, we were able to have a successful marriage now, 30 years almost, and it's been wonderful. It's just been it's the only way I could have done it. I grew up in a music family, and so did Shelley. So it just came so natural for us, and it, like I said, it's the only way we could have done it.
When you guys met, he was playing the keyboard and you were a vocalist, right? It was kind of marriage in music, a marriage because you find all that common interest, that common bond. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. So I figured that you have been able to build and to write some music together and come out with your own type of music.
Oh, yes, we enjoy writing music very much. In fact, Shelley already had quite a bit of music he had written prior to meeting me, and I was working on my own music, and we've done music, such a variety of music, and we both love a variety of music, too. We both came from a jazz background, but we're also influenced by so many other styles of music. And that's the beauty of it also, that we find joy in anything that sounds good to us.
For example, let's listen to this song, I Just Love Your Voice, The Loop for Love. Just listen with Sharon and Shelley Davis. Incredible music is not so difficult to keep the romance alive and going in your life. What do you guys do?
Well, you know, every day we kiss. That's one thing. and you know, we go out and enjoy nature together, we'll go out and have a meal in a restaurant that serves the kind of food we like. So we share those things, and we go to a show, and we remember the birthdays and the anniversaries, and you know what. I'm going to put Sharon on because women know more about romance than men. I'm going to have to say that.
She's the romantic one.
That's right. You know, I am fortunate to be in this relationship with her, and I'm going to put her on.
Okay, go ahead.
Shelley is a wonderful romantic. He has been romantic from the day I met him, and he hasn't changed. And that is
tell us, What does he do for you that makes you feel special?
He listens.
Mm-hmm.
He gives me everything I want.
Oh,
seriously, he gives me what I need. He gives me we have a spiritual life together. We have a love for life together, love of music. Everything is so special. And it's just, he's a very romantic man. What can I say?
That's
me?
Yeah. Are you romantic?
Okay, well, now I'm going to have to compliment that comment with, of course, Sharon. She is romance. It's not something separate. I'm obsessed with my love for her. And so every time I see her or hear her or think about her, romance is part of that because it's all encompassing.
Is she your inspiration?
Is she my inspiration? Well, I think that we, in that, I believe that all of life, to the infinite joy and love that is in life, is something that you can't put into words. But I would say that if you can't find that in your partner, then how can you find it in anything else? So, like, your partner is the doorway to your relationship with the rest of the universe. So that I would say yes, everything starts from there. So you could say she's my inspiration. Absolutely.
Well said. I'm going to ask Sharon, because I know that you guys are very spiritual, and how role have spirituality play in your life and also in the stability of your relationship? How important has been?
Well, I've been evolving for a long time spiritually. I feel like I've just been growing for a long time. And when I met Shelley, he was like my, I don't know if there's such thing as a soulmate, but I would say that he is. And together, I feel like we've been able to grow spiritually, and he's allowed that in me. And, of course, I've allowed that in him. We have, I think that it's the most important thing there is. Maybe Shelley wants to answer that a little bit.
Yeah, from his own perspective, how spirituality has played a role in your life, in your relationship.
Yes. Well, yes. Well, I always go back to everything is everything kind of thing. Yes, you can't separate it out, the spirituality. But certainly, when we look at specific spiritual disciplines that there are in our culture and other cultures, I would say that it's certainly a daily topic of conversation our entire life. You know, I think that we find enjoyment in recognizing that throughout, history there have been great teachers, and why not try and learn what others have to say and use that to improve our lives and to help us to be a better influence on the people around us.
That's right. Okay, let's listen to this Spirit of the Sea, and after we come back, we can talk about this upcoming concert that you guys are planning. Okay, this is Sharon and Sherry and Shelley Davis with Spirit of the Sea.
Spirit of the Sea, your song is calling me to the island. To the harbor, to the shore, a refuge.
She has one of the most beautiful voices. And you guys play around here in locally in Denver. What kind of things do you do? Why? How can people get in touch with you? And also tell us about your upcoming event.
Well, yes. We do mostly private parties. And we play a few local places here and there, but mainly we're our website is www.sunyata.com. That's SUNYATTA.com. And on there, of course, there's a calendar, and people can check it and see where we're going to be playing next. Concert that's coming up at Unity of Littleton is very exciting for us, coming up October 23rd from 7 to 9 o'clock p.m. That is going to be a wonderful night of just playing beautiful some jazz, improvisation. We're going to have a jazz bass player with us. His name is Kirk Anderson, playing along with Shelley, and it's just going to be a wonderful. I'm going to be singing some of my own, some songs, some originals, some a little bit of pop or R&B, whatever you want to call it, and just lovely music. And of course, there's going to be some Eugene Ebner, wonderful singer, along with Pamela Wang on piano, who will be performing that night. Also, it's just going to be a fabulous night. It's going to benefit Unity. And I wanted to make a comment on Spirit of the Sea and our relationship. You can see in that song, it kind of tells it all. I mean, I believe that because our spirituality has deepened individually and together, we've been able to write songs that bring the spiritual and the romance, all of that together, and our relationship has gotten so much deeper and more, just so much more meaningful because we have a spiritual life together. And we share that at Unity when we perform there every Sunday, except when Eugene comes in with Pamela once a month. We share that with our music and our love for different style of music, including New Thought music, which is just a music that emphasizes what Unity is all about, love and acceptance and compassion and understanding and peace and joy and all that is wonderful in this world to celebrate. And
Perfect. Can you please repeat the day of the concert?
The day of the concert is October 23rd. That's a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And there will be reads. Yes.
And this is a Unity of Littleton, which is at 7899 South Lincoln Court, Littleton, Colorado. Right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's the northeast corner of Broadway and Mineral.
Perfect.
Tickets that there, you can call a number for tickets that will be at $10 if you call in advance. Shall I give you that number?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It is 303-798-2295. And, of course, you can just come that night and purchase a ticket, but the cost would be $15 at the door.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there will be refreshments served during the intermission.
Excellent. excellent. Well, I really want to thank you guys for being in our show and for sharing with us the story of your journey, not only as a couple, but your spiritual journey, and also kind of let us know all those things that I have working in your life and all that incredible ministry that you're doing, not only with Unity or Littleton, but also in your personal life, and you have your website that people can go as easy. It is Sunyata. Is that what it is? Sunyata?
Yes, Sunyata.
Okay, what is the means?
Go ahead, Jen.
The meaning of Sunyata is the emptiness of a separate self. It is a Sanskrit word, Sunyata, and it was created before the making of our first album, which is Secret Love. And it means to, you know, it's about emptying yourself of the idea that of any thoughts or any separateness from the rest of the world and the universe. The emptiness of a separate self, meaning you are one with the universe. And when you can empty yourself of all thoughts and ideas about who you are and who we are on this earth, then we can have a fresh, clear space to work from and to live from.
It's like Lao Tse say, the value of the vessel is of its emptiness. So
yes.
When we empty our mind, we are ready to receive. Well, thank you guys for being in our show today, sunyata.com. You can get all information about these wonderful, wonderful and talented musicians. And also you can go to Unity of Littleton to listen to them and also to be part of this incredible, loving family of Unity of Littleton. Okay, guys, so thank you so much for being in Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Thank you, Patricia.
Okay, bye now.
And that was a wonderful interview with Shelley and Sharon Ray Davis. We're going to be at Unity here within the next couple weeks and have a chance to listen to them and Eugene and Pamela, listen to some original music, some jazz. And again, we'd like to thank Cosmic Citizen Radio for giving us this opportunity to be on here and really remind people that each one of us have this wonderful gift of the divine spark of infinity, an infinite divine spark that gives us our direction, our purpose in life, but also allows us to access that infinite spiritual energy that can transform our lives. This is the energy. This is the force. This is the power that breaks addiction. This is the power that can overcome alcoholism. This is the power, the energy, that can transform our lives and put us in a new direction in life. Give us the power to change. This is the spiritual power that each and every one of us have, and each and every one of us can do this. That's the most wonderful thing, the most wonderful blessing that we have in life. We have been given this, and we've also been given the wonderful gift of free will choice. So we have to choose to use this gift and participate and engage it on a daily and actually a moment-by-moment basis. Be aware that we are human beings, but spiritual becomings. We have the potential to become an infinite spiritual being and have a life with the Creator and the Most High of all the universe. So thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.